Away we go, a special selection Sunday edition, Mr. Relevant. I'm Alex Strope with you from my apartment. Just have a ton of thoughts after we get the bracket. Wisconsin falls in the Big Ten championship game, really ugly loss to Michigan, a game they were in throughout, but blowing a lead in the second half, ice cold from outside, shot under 18% from the three-point line. But nonetheless, getting a three seed, not in Milwaukee. I want to dive into that. I want to dive into Marquette, obviously, falling later in the week, a couple days ago in the Big East tournament. They lost to eventual champion St. John's. And want to take a look at each of these teams' draws. And then just a couple of other things that intrigue me, just gut reactions here less than an hour after the NCAA bracket is released. So let's start with the Wisconsin Badgers, who fall Sunday to Michigan in the Big Ten championship game. I mentioned it. I mean, 17.9% from three, 22% from the field, only scoring 53 points in the Big Ten championship game loss. Second year in a row, the Badgers fall in the Big Ten championship game. Look, I get it, right? Tired legs, you're exhausted, four games in 4 days. It was a really fun run in the Big Ten tournament for the Badgers, who had some really convincing, dominant wins down the stretch, right? The win over Northwestern, the win over UCLA, in an instant classic with Michigan State Saturday afternoon. It was just a tired team. Michigan looked tired too. They didn't shoot well. Their bigs were not as efficient as they typically are, which, by the way, an encouraging sign for Wisconsin on defense. It is what it is. As frustrating of a game as it was for the Badgers, it didn't really affect much when it came to the NCAA tournament. Now, as nice as hardware is and can be for the Badgers, I still think you can walk away from that Big Ten championship game feeling really good about the momentum the Badgers discovered the last couple of days. It was a team that was playing its best basketball at the most important time, despite a total sputter offensively in the Big Ten championship game. But again, I point out Michigan, the Big Ten tournament champions, also stalled out offensively. I mean, we had a combined just over 110 points in this game. Only 68 second half points from each team. Only a total of 44 points scored in the first half of that game. I don't think there's a ton to worry about for Wisconsin as they get ready for a first round matchup in Denver, Colorado against Montana in the East region. Now, the thing that really stuck out to me as you look at Wisconsin's draw, a three seed, great. I think that's kind of what you expected after even the win over UCLA, but that was solidified after the win against Michigan State on Saturday, was that this team would get a three seed. But I think everybody and their mother thought that would mean the Badgers are playing in Milwaukee. And I was surprised to see that Iowa State, one of the three seeds in Milwaukee, Kentucky, the other three seed in Milwaukee. Wisconsin has to go to Denver, and they will play a Montana team in the first round. And in the second round, if they win in that game, they will play the winner of BYU and VCU. What sticks out to me about that East region specifically? Top-seeded Duke. Number 12, Liberty, taking on Oregon in the first round. Arizona, Akron, BYU, VCU, Alabama, and Wisconsin. These are like ridiculously high-scoring teams. So if you see the 52-point Wisconsin team you saw on Sunday in the Big Ten championship game, they're going to be a first-round exit again. But if you see the Wisconsin team you saw for most of the season, right, dating back to December against Arizona and through a majority of regular season Big Ten play, this is a team that has done a phenomenal job scoring the basketball. If they do that, they will take care of business and get back to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2017. I fully believe that. This is a team that was playing their best basketball this season ahead of Sunday's game. And now on a couple days rest, they play Thursday, which is interesting to point out. So only 3 days of rest and a travel day, obviously, to Denver. But they can get their legs back underneath them and have a nice draw here against Montana. That winner of BYU-VCU is going to be an interesting game, though, as BYU and VCU, both really high-scoring teams, and can put up with the up-tempo basketball Wisconsin has been playing. But I like this draw. They just have to be able to score the basketball. Not a ton of defense going to be played in the East region. Let's go over to Marquette for a moment, because that is a team that it's just been the curious case of the Golden Eagles the last couple weeks to the last month or so. It's a team that, defensively, you know what you're going to get, right? They're pesky defensively. They're creating turnovers. They're tipping the ball. Deflections is obviously the big measuring stick that Shaka Smart and company use when it comes to Marquette and their defense. But offensively, they just have not been as good as we've come to expect from Cam Jones, Chase Ross, David Joplin, etc. the last couple of weeks. They just haven't been. Now, they played well against St. John's in the regular season finale just over a week ago now. They kept up with St. John's, but it really felt like that was the Johnny's game in the second half on Friday night. This is still a good basketball team, but they draw a really tough spot now, taking on a New Mexico team I really like in the first round. And then if they get past them, your likely matchup is Michigan State, a two seed, the regular season Big Ten champions. So all in all, I mean, this is a tough draw for Marquette, as they will see Michigan State likely in the second round. Can they beat them? Yeah, they can. I mean, when you have a guy like Cam Jones, if he puts up 25 points, you're going to win most games he does that in, right? He's one of the best pure scorers of the basketball in the country. He just hasn't been able to put it together for whatever reason the last month or so. So tough draw for Marquette. I like Wisconsin's draw much better. Now, I every year I literally write down the bracket as it's being announced on CBS. So I have two notebook pieces of paper here with me that I wrote the bracket down on. And I'm just kind of going, all right, what are my initial thoughts as I look across the bracket? Now, the eight seeds this year are a thought. Your eight seeds are this from South Region, it's Louisville. So that could be a second round matchup for Auburn. For Duke, it's Mississippi State. For Houston, it is Gonzaga. And for Florida, the number fourth team in the country, the fourth one seed, they would theoretically, if this team wins in the 8-9 matchup, would take on the back-to-back NCAA champion UConn Huskies. Now, UConn obviously down this year, not a great showing in the Big East Championship game. Danny Hurley has become the villain of college basketball all of a sudden. But the eight seeds are really intriguing to me this year. I think Louisville got screwed. I thought that was a seven seed or a six seed with former Badgers point guard Chucky Hepburn leading the charge for them. They'll match up with Ryan Kalkbrenner and Creighton in the first round. That Louisville-Creighton game is probably my favorite matchup of opening weekend, or the opening games, rather, the round of 64. Because I have no idea who to pick in that game. I love Louisville. In my head, as we're getting ready to see a bracket and get ready to fill out all of our brackets, in my head leading into the selection show, I thought, okay, Louisville's probably a really dangerous six seed. They're a really dangerous eight seed, but Creighton is a really dangerous nine seed, and the winner of that game has to play Auburn. I mean, unless Alabama State or St. Francis does the impossible, you're going to face the best team in the country in round number two. So unfortunate for Chucky Hepburn, unfortunate for the Cardinals. But that was one right away. I mean, that was the second game they announced was Louisville Creighton. I went, holy crap, right? Like I think Louisville got screwed on that one. The games you will see in Milwaukee are the following. Ole Miss is a six seed. They will take on the winner of this round of 68 games. San Diego State in North Carolina. On the selection show, if you watched it, so UNC's athletic director is the chair or vice chair. I don't remember who's what, of the selection committee. So they had to ask the uncomfortable question of how did the University of North Carolina get in? How does that process work? And we found out the athletic director, who is the chair of the selection committee, was not in the room. That is the rule for serving athletic directors. But did they deserve to get in over Indiana? Did they deserve to get in over some other teams? Ohio State, I mean, some of the West Virginia, right? Like some of the other teams that were on the bubble. Did North Carolina have the strongest case? That I don't know. But Ole Miss in Milwaukee will take on the winner of San Diego State and UNC. For the second time in a row where Milwaukee is hosting a regional, Iowa State will be in town with their head coach T.J. Otzelberger, a Wisconsin guy. They will take on Lipscomb in the first round. The other two games in Milwaukee will have another round of 68 winner. Texas and Xavier will go toe-to-toe this week. The winner of that game will take on six-seeded Illinois. So they are really, them and Iowa State, the closest teams to Milwaukee. I mentioned it, man. The three seeds, Kentucky and Iowa State. Wisconsin doesn't get the Milwaukee game. That surprised a lot of people, but Kentucky will take on Troy in Milwaukee. So you have a total of 10 teams, really, in those four games. Texas and Xavier, the 11 seed, will play in the round of 68. Same with San Diego State and North Carolina. So those are just some of the early takeaways. As I look at a kind of early Final Four predictions, I almost view it as chalk, but it's because I haven't had a ton of time to digest and read into some of the teams I'm not, terribly over the moon about. I think St. John's is a sneaky two seed. They're top seeded Florida. They're in the West region, bottom left of your bracket. I like Memphis a lot, but they play Colorado State in the first round, so I don't know if they can go on a run with them in the way. So I'd probably go early Final Four prediction is Michigan State out of the South. I think they can top Auburn. I really like what they're capable of. I think top seeded Duke wins the East, as much as I want to root for the Badgers in the Midwest region. It's probably Houston, the top seed. I mean, this is boring, right? Like, it's chalk right now for me before I digest to make any crazy predictions. Clemson, a five seed in the Midwest region, they would see Houston in the Sweet 16. That's a team that could be sneaky for me as well. We will break more of this down coming up Monday on Mr. Irrelevant. Joshy DiMaggio, Hunter Vaughn with me as always. We will have a little bit more time to digest the bracket, but that is the early takeaways. Wisconsin plays Thursday. They will take on Montana in Denver, and Marquette will take on New Mexico in Cleveland, Ohio. That game slated for Friday. Interesting path for both of these teams, but where there is a will, there is a way. And I certainly think both of these teams could go on a run, but it always depends on matchups and who you're seeing and who gets to the Sweet 16. I feel better about the Badgers' path given that Marquette has Michigan State standing in their way in the second round, assuming both of those games go chalk. But we will digest this more. We will dive into this more coming up Monday on Mr. Irrelevant, beginning at 12:30 Central, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube, and of course, right here, wherever you get your podcast. Appreciate you hanging out with me and sticking through my ramblings. Just like a million thoughts in my head about the bracket reveal. But it was a really good bracket reveal show. Obviously, a great tribute to Greg, the late great Greg Gumbel at the top of the CBS reveal show. But some early thoughts there. We will dive deeper in them tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out with me. We'll talk to you then. Peace.